It's not what you know, but who you know.
Do I know you?
And knowing Dog and Joe has absolutely no benefit unless you call right now. 916-766-9370. Know the Dog and Joe Show.
All right, here we go. Know the Dog and Joe Show, the Friday favorite. We got Corey. He's all loaded up in the chamber, ready to rock and roll. Corey, how long have you listened to the Dog and Joe Show?
Oh, years. Long time.
All right.
All right.
Again, if you want style points, if you want to show off whenever that's asked, just say too long. Okay. So, here we go, Corey.
That's a given, isn't it?
Corey, did you listen this week?
Off and on, yes.
Okay. Not too convincing on that one. kind of, sort of.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes.
Okay. Here we go. Question one. Who on the show yesterday claim that they take 12 Advil a day?
Oh, goodness. Hard right off the bat. I want to say Dog.
Oh, yes. Well, hold on now. You got to think. Pardon me. There are three people on this show.
Everyone's been sick.
Yes, they've all been sick. So you don't know who it applies to. Let's go to the next question with Jeff. Jeff, same one for you. Who on the show yesterday claimed that they take 12 Advil a day?
Well, that would be Joe.
Yes. Wow. All right. Again, you got to get three consecutive answers correct to know the Dog and Joe Show and win. You're on the board with one. Two more.
All right. Who on the show had the flu first?
Dana is back today.
What was that, Jeff?
That would be Dog.
Yes. Yes, it was. He brought the contagion into the studio.
Here's how it worked, just quickly. Dana gave it to me.
You weave the most deceptive web of lies.
I got it. I gave it to Joe, and then Joe gave it back to Dana. It's like the first time I've ever heard of someone being the host of something, giving it to other people, and then getting it again.
Yeah, that's totally what happened.
Because it doesn't work that way.
that was a tricky question. Because you weave your little web.
By webs of deception. So yes. You're on the board now, Jeff. You got two in a row correct. I was the one to first get the flu. It has now done the full triangle. It's circled through. The only one that really hasn't got it is heterosexual Anderson Cooper. He got
weakened by it.
Yeah, he was out over the weekend. He's like, I didn't feel too good. But then he showed up, and freaking guy, 60 years old, has the immunity of like
he's stronger than all of us.
Yeah,
combined.
He really is, which is disgusting to say, but true. Okay, get this next one right, Jeff. You're off to the races. Who on the show hates turkey? Who on the show hates turkey? We got Thanksgiving coming up Thursday.
I'm going to have to guess on that one and say Dana.
So, I don't like turkey.
Uh-huh. But you don't hate it.
I kind of little bit hate it. And I don't think you knew that.
Yeah, yeah.
When you were writing that question.
I didn't know that Dana hated turkey.
Yeah.
So, I guess we could technically give it to you, but I can't stand it. I hate the Wahalote.
I will only eat it on Thanksgiving. Other than that, I don't want to touch turkey at all.
Yeah.
For 365 days.
I don't eat it on Thanksgiving either, unless it's smoked or barbecued.
Barbecue, yes.
I hate turkey.
What does Wahalote mean?
That's how you say turkey in Spanish.
Yeah, Wahalote.
missed that gem while you were out.
Yeah, you were out.
We were just Wahalote.
Wahalote. Yeah.
That is a great word.
It's a great word.
Yeah. Jeff, the bottom line is I really hate Wahalote. Now we know Dana hates it too, but you did guess Dana. She doesn't like it. She kind of hates it. So, you know the Dog and Joe Show.
You win.
All right.
A waterproof box.
We don't know what he's got. He's got a big prize pack coming for the Dog and Joe Show. Hey, that just sounds so great. And you're going to win a waterproof box.
Who doesn't want one of those?
Yeah.
I do.
Hey, God, today will tell you all the stuff you're going to walk away with, one of which is going to be a waterproof box.